Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church.
And I'm Doug McBurney, and I'm with him.
Doug, the terrorist from Denver, is still in the news.
Najibullah.
Abdullah. I call him whatever the current terrorist du jour is.
Yeah.
I just call them Abdul Idrul Muhammad.
Abdul Idrul Muhammad was indicted on charges of conspiracy to use weapons of mass destruction.
That's good. That's a great development in the case.
Yeah.
So the FBI clearly believes they have sufficient evidence. His lawyer, who was high on pot during during the hearing.
Well, we don't know that. He was the weekend before when he went boating. We know that.
Well,
we don't know. Well, it's all alleged.
He says, look, just because you found bomb-making plans in my client's car in his own handwriting, what does that have to do with anything?
He was holding the bomb-making material for a friend, you see. Anyway, authorities apparently plan to transfer Zazi Idrul to a federal court in Brooklyn. He's going from Denver to Brooklyn to face charges.
That's a penalty right there.
He's already,
And so Abdul Idrul Muhammad says, I did not hatch a terrorist plot. I did not smoke my lawyer's pot. So anyway, I'm very thankful that our law enforcement guys and the CIA and the FBI and the military intelligence, everybody, they're after these terrorists.
So do you think the new, more tolerant, kinder, gentler atmosphere from the Barack Obama administration just hasn't filtered down to the guys on the street
well,
yet?
Well, what was it? Within
they're
24 hours of Obama taking office, we're bombing, dropping bombs out of the sky. That's normally where you drop them from.
Yeah.
And we're killing Al-Qaeda. We're killing Afghans and Pakistanis.
Yeah.
So, and of course, that was a prediction made here at Bob and Your Live way back during the campaign, that Obama would continue fighting in Iraq and Afghanistan. Not that it would necessarily end up well. We don't have that guarantee with the Republican.
No, with anybody, yeah.
Right, but that he would keep fighting. He wouldn't cut and run, as was said. And he said that to appeal to the left-wing base of the Democratic Party, and he's left-wing himself.
I think so.
But it was obvious that he wasn't going to cut and run, and he hasn't.
And he hasn't. And so we're still looking for terrorists, and the guys in the FBI are still doing a good job. And,
yeah, they're,
and we're
thankful
they're
great.
For that.
Oh, and I despise Barack Obama, of course. It's just that the hype that you hear from the conservatives during a campaign is hype, and it's good to remember.
Yeah.
When they lie to you about your guy and they lie about the other guy, it is good to remember that they lie about all the guys.
They lie about everything. On both sides of the aisle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like in court. Everybody lies.
All right. I've got some encouraging news, Bob.
Yeah.
Conservatives. Now, I've got a story out of England. A young lady there was 19 years old when she got married.
Yeah.
Her name was Rachel. She married a guy named Yitzhak.
Oh.
Anyway, by the time she passed away, she was 99 years old. She passed away last week. She had no less than 1,400 children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and even great-great-grandchildren.
Cheryl and I have grandchildren.
Wow.
That's it. We have a long way to go.
You don't look that old. You don't look that old on the radio.
Oh, wow. Well, 1,400. You know, the math, Doug, is in the favor of the pro-family folks. The liberals, they're killing their kids. They have a jihad against marriage, a jihad against heterosexuality even, jihad against children.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're into, right?
That's what they're into. They're into themselves.
They're into themselves.
That's the extent of it.
So when selfishness, when you're an enemy of marriage, a man and a woman raising kids, they promote homosexual unions instead. They don't produce many children.
Not many.
And they're against children. They will euthanize children like Denver's Children's Hospital. Mm-hmm. If a child is handicapped, they'll starve them to death like they did with Dylan Walborn.
Yeah.
And they kill them with abortion and chemical abortifacients, weapons of mass destruction, chemical weapons against kids. So the math is not good for them. Now, if you take the public schools out of the equation, because the public schools take millions of Christian kids and turn them into pro-homosexual
heathens.
Sexually immoral, pro-abortion, socialist.
We're losing a generation of children, of our Christian kids. We're losing them.
To the godless public schools.
So let's take that out of the equation.
If you take that out of the equation, we slaughter the liberals in about 2 months.
Yeah.
proverbially speaking.
Right, just through procreation.
We beat them by the numbers.
Right.
And so this gal, 19 years old, she ends up with 1,400 descendants.
Yeah, 1,400 offspring existing
alongside
her. That's amazing.
You know, when Adam and Eve were created, the population of the world points to Homo sapiens, human beings, beginning just thousands of years ago,
right.
Not a million years ago.
I mean, yeah, if you do this math, it's hard to imagine that Adam and Eve, just two people, could become a billion people in a relatively short period of time.
Oh,
I mean, she did 1,400 in 100 years, 99 years.
Right, exactly.
It's amazing.
It is amazing.
Hey, by the way, yeah. I did take the public school out of the equation. My kids don't go to public school, nor shall they.
Good for you.
You've taken the public school out of
Yeah,
the
our
equation.
Kids don't go to public school.
Right. The people send their kids to Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada, they've taken the public school out of the equation.
Out of the equation. In fact, Denver Bible Church has, what, about 100 members?
About 100, yeah.
We are a public school free zone.
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
There are no public school families.
No, there aren't.
And that's a good thing.
Yeah.
I mean, we're happy to talk to public school families.
They can visit.
Yeah, but we want to urge them to get their kids out of the godless schools.
Yeah, and we don't want to make them feel uncomfortable.
Want to make them feel uncomfortable.
Well, wait a minute.
So they'll take their... What?
I said we didn't want to make them feel uncomfortable.
No, we don't. We just want them to be uncomfortable so they'll take their kids out of the public schools. We have Bruce Short's book.
That's right.
The Harsh Truth About Public Schools. What a shocking, crucial book for anybody to read if you have relatives in the public schools.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and that's one of the great things about going to our church. And, you know, I can honestly say, were it not for this ministry, I would be sending my kids to the public schools.
Wow.
I wouldn't have found out how bad it was.
And, Doug, we've heard that from, what, 1,000 families over the last 20
years
almost?
Yeah, wasn't there a guy who called in whose son has graduated?
Homeschool.
He started listening to you 15 years ago?
Yeah, and he graduated
Amazing.
As a homeschooler, and he would have been in public, or he was in public schools.
And that's the importance of the ministry.
Doug, that book there, The Harsh Truth About Public Schools, if somebody gives to our telethon, just we'll announce this for this show,
okay.
To the end of September, $100 or more, we'll give them a copy of Bruce Short's
book. Get a copy of that book. For a $100 donation.
And that
more.
Might help you get a grandchild, a niece, a nephew, your own kid out of the public schools. Thank you, Dan, in Denver, for
$100.
Dan found out about Bob and Yurt Live from the TV show. Right?
Oh, yeah, the BEL Classics, airing at midnight, Fridays and Saturdays on Channel 53, KWHD.
That's right.
Great. Oh, speaking of the telethon, we now stand at $25,800. We seem to have stalled out here at the $25,000 mark, so I want to encourage...
$25,800, that is pretty good, but we are running out of month.
We're running out of time.
Yeah.
So we're stalled out here at $25,800. Our goal is $40,000.
So hopefully,
we must have that to make sure this ministry continues for another year.
Hopefully someone could put us over the $26,000 mark.
And if they did that, they give us a $200 donation during the show.
Hmm.
We'll give them the book.
Yeah.
We'll give them something else.
Whatever they want.
Push us over $26,000. No. The number to call, 1-800-836-9278.
Doug, maybe somebody could give $1,000. Look, the phone is ringing.
We need someone to give $1,000. That would be,
And if you've already given... Pray that someone else will give.
Right, right.
Because our goal is $40,000. Right. This is an annual telethon to keep us on the internet, reaching out to unbelievers and Christians alike, and even influencing Christian leaders and ministries.
Amen. Now, what we've got a $100 monthly donation.
Whoa!
Now, this is a matching gift. This caller
Whoa.
Is challenging. This is a gentleman in Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah.
He's challenging someone else to call up with a $100 monthly gift, support.
He's saying he's matching... For somebody to give $100 a month.
He wants someone
person.
To give us $100
And you know what?
A month.
That would apply as $1,000 to the telethon goal because monthly subscriptions, the DVDs, Bible study albums, we just got $100 from Lakewood.
D in Lakewood, $100. So that
Thank
puts us
you,
at 25,900.
25,900.
Who's going to push us over
Let us know if she wants the book. Let us know if she does want The Harsh Truth.
About the public schools.
Yeah.
The number to call, 1-800-836-9278 if you want to be the one to push us over $26,000.
And Doug, if somebody said $100 a month, That adds 1,000 because we multiply it by 10.
So that's a challenge from this gentleman out in Nashville, Tennessee.
So we'd be at almost 27,000.
He wants to give us $100 a month, but he's looking for someone else who'll come up alongside him and alongside us so that we could get $200 a month.
Okay, so that's the telethon.
All right.
Right?
That's the telethon.
Now the headlines.
Now the headlines. Back to the environmentalists are on the prowl again, Bob, and this time they're after your soft toilet paper.
Oh, come on.
Now, they want to get rid of toilet paper.
Charmin.
They say that this toilet paper is usually made by chopping down and grinding up trees that are old growth trees.
That's exactly what we want.
Well, why do they like the old trees better than the young trees?
One of my lifetime goals is to cut down 1,000 trees. That's one of my goals, and I have a long way to go.
Well, let me ask you this. How long have you been using toilet paper?
Longer than actually, 1,000 trees, that's a challenge.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That is a lot of trees.
You know how many trees it takes to make a house, but you live in a house for a long time.
No, I don't mean that. That's indirect.
Oh,
I mean cutting down the trees.
Physically with a chainsaw or an axe?
Yeah, or if I hire somebody to cut down a tree, that counts too.
Sure, that would count.
Or if I ask my kids.
Money is fungible.
Yeah.
Money can become fallen tree.
Yeah, and so can pulp. Pulp is fungible.
Pulp is fungible.
So if I ask my kids to cut down a tree,
$100. From Curtis and Thornton, that puts us at $26,000.
Oh, wow. $26,000.
All right, Curtis.
Right on the button. Thank you, Curtis.
And he gets a copy of The Harsh Truth About
Wait,
the Public
did he
Schools.
Ask? He didn't ask
for the book. He doesn't even want the book.
You got to ask for the book if you want the book.
Maybe he and all of his circle of friends have already taken the public school out of the equation.
Yeah, that's right. He might be calling us right back for the book.
He might want the book.
But if somebody takes this Tennessee offer of $100 a month.
$100 monthly challenge,
that
folks,
would bring us right to $27,000.
That would be awesome.
And somebody out there might be able to help us get to $30,000. So then we're on the home stretch with only a week to go.
We'd be rounding
Not
third.
Not even a week.
Rounding third, headed for home.
Yeah, to 40,000, which is
the number to call is 1-800-836-9278.
Don't shake the hand of an environmentalist. Whatever you do, I mean, this is the age of HIV and the swine flu virus.
They don't want,
Doug.
They're against toilet paper.
They're against toilet paper. We've actually been saying this on Bob and Yurt Live for over a decade. Don't shake the hand of an environmentalist.
No.
Environmentalists don't use toilet paper. Now, they will lie to you and tell you they do. They don't want to use water.
No.
They're against using water.
That's right.
They're against using toilet paper.
Yeah. And they don't like detergents and chemicals and soap or anything like that.
This is just a pulp
Bob,
fiction.
Listen to one of the questions that the environmentalists want us to ask ourselves.
They're whack jobs.
Listen to this. I just want your take on this. The question you should ask yourself: should I contribute to clear cutting and deforestation because the big marketing machine has told me that softness is important in toilet paper?
Yes. The answer to that is clearly a big yes.
At least from...
Remember Mr. Whiffle?
I remember Mr. Whiffle squeezing the Charmin.
Squeezing the Charmin.
Yeah.
I mean, that is civilization.
They
want to bring us back to the Dark Ages.
Literally the Stone Age.
Do you know what the Sears catalog was used for? Don't say if you do.
I have no idea. Too much information. Yeah.
When there were outhouses.
Oh, sure. About in the country when we lived, we were a more rural agrarian society.
The Sears catalog was a copy was in every outhouse in the country. I'm not making that up.
And some marketing genius thought, wow.
Yeah.
They put two and two together and he said, I'm going to invent a paper.
Personally, Bob,
I didn't need a big marketing machine to convince me that softness was important in toilet paper.
Corn husks.
It's intuitive that softness is important.
Corn husks. That was before the Sears catalog.
That's a harsh life.
That's a harsh life.
That's a harsh life. I wouldn't want to live that way.
That's the future of the socialist.
Now,
Barack Obama would have you give up your toilet paper, but he's not going to give up his. He just checked into a $7,000 a night hotel suite.
That's a lot. I've never stayed in a room.
Do you know the carbon footprint to build those things? Al Gore has his yachts and his jets, and he says, I'm buying carbon credits.
Right.
You filthy hypocrite pig, Al Gore.
Yeah.
Just buy the carbon credits and live like the rest of us.
Yeah.
You lying dog.
Practice what you preach, Mr. Gore.
Yeah.
No, but they don't have to do that because that's how socialism works. The elites get to make the decisions and get to do whatever they want.
Oh.
As long as enough of the proletariat
are
kept under that carbon level, then the princes can live as ever however they want.
Now, what motivates them is that they are dirt worshippers.
They hate the creator.
Yeah, if you're against the creator God, you've got to worship something.
Got to worship something. Seems that way, doesn't
it? So they're dirt worshippers.
Yeah.
And tree huggers.
Yeah.
And trees, you know what's interesting about trees? They're renewable resources. Now, I know that these people went to public schools.
Right.
But they should have picked up somewhere along the way that seeds are produced.
They're familiar with the concept of an acorn. I know that.
Seeds.
Right?
That's nuts.
They're at least.
Yeah. Yeah. The seeds are produced.
Yeah.
And trees are a renewable resource. There's nothing more in tune with nature than cutting down a tree.
Right. Clear the way for some new trees to grow.
And a tree doesn't have a soul or a spirit, so if you cut a branch off, it doesn't hurt.
I don't think it hurts.
When you pluck a fruit, it doesn't hurt.
Yeah. That's when I knew I had a liberal uncle, and that's when I knew he was certifiably liberal. Is when he told me that when you cut trees, it hurts them. We were building a tree house, and he came out and he said, you know, every time you drive a nail into that tree, you're hurting that tree. Me and my brother were like 11.
Yeah.
We're rolling our eyes going, this guy's crazy. Anyway, that was our liberal uncle. But wait, I don't want to forget to mention the Colorado Right to Life Banquet. Lila Rose is flying in to speak at the Colorado Right to Life Banquet. She goes into Planned Parenthood, shoots undercover videos, exposes them not only obviously participating in the deception and the murder of unborn children, but they break a lot of other laws too. And she's working to get these clinics shut down. She's a very brave, inspirational figure in the pro-life movement. You'll want to meet her. You'll want to be there. You can sponsor a table of eight for only $600 this year. Did you hear that?
Just $600.
Just $600 for a table of eight. Single plates are $75. Call 303-753-9394. The Colorado Right to Life Banquet, Saturday night in Denver, 6 o'clock, 303-753-9394. And there will be toilet paper in the restrooms at the Colorado Right to Life Banquet.
And guess what? Lila Rose, who is the undercover, you know, extraordinary detective against Planned Parenthood and
she's
the abortion industry, she is a co-sponsor of the Personhood Amendment in California being launched on Monday.
Now, how many people vote in California? Is it on the order of 10 million people?
Yeah, yeah, a lot of people.
10 million people are going to
be confronted with this child. Will you acknowledge this child is made in God's image? This child has a right to life.
And
will you acknowledge that?
They will be alone
or
in the
ballot
box.
Or are you a child killer?
They don't have to make any pretensions to any other people. They'll be alone in the voting booth with just them and God.
That's right.
And they'll have to write it down for the record.
So is Lila a good choice for a banquet speaker or what?
Oh, man.
Doug, undercover video is now all the rage.
It is.
Because
and
of Lila's
was doing
partner.
It before it was cool. Lila
she was doing it way back when, and Michael O'Keefe went into Planned Parenthood, and he recorded discussions with them that he wanted to give money to kill black children specifically, to target black abortions. They were more than happy to take his money
for that. Designate it for,
for abortions on black women.
Mm-hmm.
And then Lila began going and exposing their ongoing criminal enterprise through her undercover video. Her photo is on the walls of the clinics.
She's Planned Parenthood's most wanted. She's on their 10 most wanted list.
Yeah.
Or 10 most not wanted around, maybe.
Right.
They don't want her to come in.
No.
Anyway, it'll be fabulous, folks. The number to call, 303-753-9394. If you can't make it, call and sponsor a table. Call and sponsor a plate.
Yeah.
Your money will be going to Personhood and to other pro-life outreaches and ministries that are vital to saving kids.
And Doug, notice it's the Bob and Yurt Live Telethon, but we have spent so much time the past month telling people about Colorado Right to Life's banquet.
It's because we're all on the same team.
We're all on the same team, and it's not about Bob and Yurt Live taking in money. It's about sharing with as many people as possible. There is a God. He made us.
He's revealed
right from wrong. We have sinned. And through Jesus Christ, there's salvation if you humble yourself and repent and trust in him.
And that's the only way.
Yeah.
And you preach it, brother. Let's go to the phones. Dave in Denver on line 7. Dave, speak your mind.
What'd you say that guy's, that terrorist name was? Abdullah what?
Abdul Idrul Muhammad.
Oh, that guy, yeah.
Yeah.
You hear a lot about Sharia law these days.
Yeah.
Sharia!
Yeah, you know, and I was just wondering, what does God's law say about people who conspire to commit murder?
That's a great question,
yeah,
Dave.
They they should be put to death. Now, Doug, like how you did that Sharia.
Yes.
You know that Jewish song, Mashiach, 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 oy, 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 oy. You know that song?
Oh, okay.
Sort of, now you don't know that?
Sort of.
Mashiach, Mashiach.
I know, Tara.
The Palestinians, they've got one. Machine gun, machine gun, machine gun. Yeah, however they do it. I don't know how they do it. But anyway, Dave, yeah.
So conspiracy to commit mass murder.
The penalty should be death.
You're asserting that.
So if you're just conspiring to commit murder, it's the same as if you committed murder.
That's absolutely right. That's biblical. So that you don't get a get-out-of-jail-free card because you're a murderer wannabe. If you conspire to murder someone, just because you're incompetent doesn't mean you don't get punished.
So just because the police stop you from actually carrying it out,
right?
I see what you're
saying. So just because Abdul Idrul Muhammad is a terrorist wannabe doesn't mean that he should somehow get leniency. He wanted to kill X number of innocent people.
He wanted to blow. It sounds like he wanted to bomb public places.
Yeah.
Full of people.
Yeah.
Commit mass murder.
So that means this Abdul guy, he should be put to death, right?
He should be getting a lot more than a free trip to Brooklyn.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that.
Yeah, he should be. But, Dave, our country doesn't know right from wrong on these issues. And so
we're going to lock him up, probably.
Yeah, he should be put to death.
Maybe.
But we'll see, right?
Yeah, we'll see.
All the same, I think God's law is pretty cool.
God's law is very cool.
I think it trumps Sharia law, I think.
All right. Anything else,
Dave? That's just not my opinion. I think it's the truth.
That's about it for today. God bless you guys.
All right. Thank you, Dave. God bless you. It's great to know Dave's out there in the audience.
Yeah, 1-800-8-NYARDS.
Pondering the deeper things in life.
1-800-836-9278. It's the same number to call in on the air or to give to the telethon.
Right. We have a high-tech system, and we can filter to
the right
department.
Or because when you dial the phone, you know, those electrical impulses in your brain, it reroutes to the right extension.
That's right. That's very good.
That's coming, isn't it?
I'm sure.
Doug, we had these lesbians sent us an email.
That's unfortunate.
They said for $60 they wanted to advertise their lesbian dating service on our homepage of kgov.com.
Okay.
So they got a reply back, and it said, "Welcome to kgov.com. Thanks for writing. The home of the world's most sophisticated automated reply software. It appears that you are inquiring about our products, Gay Away for men and Dyke Off for women. Please send," and then it has, you know, $199 plus $12.50 shipping and handling.
Yeah. All right.
For each unit ordered. And Dyke Off for women, strong enough for a man, but made for a woman. So anyway.
Hey, now, that reminds me of something we talked about the other day. Someone asked us if Anton LaVey wanted to make a donation, would we take it?
Yeah.
And we said, yes, we would. But if Anton LaVey wanted to advertise the Satanic Bible on our website, would we take that money?
No.
Okay. So just to be clear, if he wanted us to do something for him to promote his wickedness, we wouldn't take his money. But if he just wanted to offer us money,
we might debate him.
Oh well, yeah, we'd debate him.
Yeah.
Well, you could debate him. Is he dead?
Anton LaVey, Simon LaVey. Remember Simon LaVey?
Isn't he the guy on American Idol?
No.
Simon LaVey.
Simon LaVey is not as popular as the apostles and all that. Is the one who said that the hypothalamus shows you that homosexuality is genetic.
Right.
And he said a large hypothalamus, heterosexual, small. Homosexual.
Sure.
Turned out he was completely wrong.
Right.
And he had a very small specimen. He only had about 15 hypothalami.
Is that? That's not a lot of hypothalamus.
No, and what was funny is one of the largest was from a homosexual, and one of the smallest was from a heterosexual, and they said this would be repeatable, and it wasn't.
Ah.
But it's a homosexual myth. They still think this is true.
How did we get talking about Simon LaVey?
It must be related to Anton.
Maybe he is?
Sandor LaVey.
Oh, maybe they're related. Is Anton dead? We don't know. I mean, we know he's spiritually dead. Is he? Yeah. Has he physically hit the earth yet?
Has he met Satan?
Has he met Satan?
After co-authoring a book with him, has he met his co-author?
Mm. I don't know. Anyway, so he may not be available for a debate, nor to make a donation. The point may be moot.
Yeah.
Just the story about these deviants wanting to advertise shows that, you know, it's not just we won't take someone's money if they want us to actually do something wicked.
No.
But we will take money from the wicked and use it for righteousness.
Oh, yeah, right.
All right. Bob, did you hear about this? Did you hear about this stabbing down in Tyler, Texas? Have you heard about this?
Oh, yeah, at the school.
So the story breaks yesterday. A male teacher was stabbed by a juvenile, stabbed to death.
Doug,
in a classroom in a public school in Tyler, Texas.
I'd like to make a BEL prediction.
This guy
about
was
this.
A guitar teacher who worked with special needs kids.
All right, I have a prediction.
You have a prediction?
I don't know anything more about this story than what you've told me.
Okay.
Just that this teacher was stabbed to death by a juvenile in the high school.
Yeah, it's just
tragic. Here's my prediction.
In the public schools, yeah.
My prediction is that there was sexual immorality involved, and very possibly the male teacher, very possibly molesting the male student. Now, this story I have here, the AP, says a juvenile. So I don't know if it's a boy or a girl. Prediction, male teacher, male student, some sexual morality led to the murder. That's why God forbids homosexuality and sex outside of marriage.
Wow.
Because it's dangerous.
So I was just bringing this up as a report on the current state of the public schools and the fact that there's violence and bloodshed.
Right.
That's a bold prediction. We will follow the story.
Yeah, we'll see.
Have to find out. Okay, now, the telethon, let's close now. We're at $26,000.
Yeah.
Someone could call right now and push us over $27,000. They call 1-800-836-9278.
With a $100 a month?
$100 monthly donation to match our friend in Nashville, Tennessee.
And you could do it one time. You could say, I want to sign up, and then automatically on the first of each month, we could process your $100 donation.
Absolutely, yeah.
So, and that would add $1,000 to our tally because that's how we do it.
That's right. And Colorado Right to Life Banquet, Saturday night, 303-753-9394.
Thank you, Doug McBurney, for being in studio. All of you out there in Radioland, thanks for helping Bob and your live. And Maranatha Christian Center, what a great school in Arvada.